Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it is again time for High Plains Outdoors. Today, we're going to go down to the Texas-Oklahoma border to Lake Texoma, where a lot of fishermen from the High Plains already go striper fishing, and we're going to visit with guide Larry Sparks. We all call him Sparky with Sparky's Guide Service. Larry, thank you very much for being a part of our show.
Well, I thank you for having me, Luke.
I want to tell you what, folks. One day ago, yesterday, I was up on Lake Texoma with Sparky and one of his guides, and right now, the gulls are there by the thousands, aren't they, Larry?
Yes, they are. You know, they always move in the last of September.
That's true, yes, sir. And the thing is, the reason that the gulls are important, Larry, is because they're pointing you and your team of guides to the stripers, and we caught stripers yesterday till we were blue in the face, and that's a fact. That bite is going to hold up for a while, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Luke. My guide, Little David, which I've had for, you know, a couple months is all I've had him now. He is an expert. I mean a real expert at this, and he's teaching me, and I think he even took a few things yesterday as we were fishing.
Larry, talk about how we fished, the type baits we used. I know that they were shad bodies about 5 inches long, and, you know, you dipped them in a solution that dipped the tails, and that made a huge difference, the color and the scent of that garlic, didn't it?
Yes, it did. You know, we dipped those in. It's a garlic dip. It's called spike it. And you want to use a chartreuse, you're using a white shad body and just dipping that tail just right at the tip of the tail with that chartreuse garlic dip. And I'm telling you, as you knew, we from yesterday, we kind of did some different things. And the other things didn't work at all. I mean, this
true.
Thing here is never cast. So, I mean, there's a huge difference in what we were doing.
It little subtle things like that is very, very important when you're fishing, Larry. Well, fishing, Little Dave and you made it look really easy, but I'll guarantee you most people could do it and be successful, but being with somebody that was on the lake the day before that knows the current patterns with a good guide, that means everything in fishing. But the gulls would flock down, and what they were doing is picking up wounded shad, dead shad that had come to the surface. These big schools of stripers are like they're predators, and they push that bait to the surface.
Yes, they do, you know, and they do kill a lot of that bait, but they, you know, the birds pick that live bait up because they're trying to get out of that water.
Yeah.
So they're up there where the shad can catch them, man. I'm telling you.
Larry, all through the High Plains, you've told me many times, but there's a huge interest in Lake Texoma. A lot of the folks from Kansas and Nebraska and Oklahoma and Colorado and the panhandle of Texas, they come down fishing with you.
Yes, they do, Luke. And you know, the main reason's what you saw yesterday. And, I mean, we're noted all over the United States as the best striper lake in the country. I mean, you know, there's some that might produce a few bigger, larger fish, but I mean, this lake is just awesome, and it produces year after year after year, and I'm telling you, it can't get any better than yesterday. I mean, it's pretty much that way every day.
Larry, the reason for the Texoma is such an awesome striper fishery is the salinity in that Red River. There's a natural spawn. Striper eggs need a certain degree of salinity to be buoyant, and they need current. The Red takes care of that for them. That's why there's so many stripers.
They use the Washtenaw, too, by the way. We got two rivers that supplies that. And, you know, that was only stocked. Our lake was only stocked one time in the early 60s, and it's took care of its own ever since. So it's quite a fishery.
For folks that might be interested in learning more about Lake Texoma, if you would give a website and then a contact number, and they might just want to call for directions or whatever, but I know you could help them out.
You bet, Luke. They can get me at sparkysguideservice.com, and my phone number is 580-916-2293, and they can call me anytime. I'll give them information, and they, you know, hope they come fishing with us.
Thank you, Larry. And, folks, we are about wrapped up for today. It's time to kick the coals on the old campfire. Larry Wysoon hopefully will be back with us in a couple of weeks. He is at his busiest time of the year filming TV shows for next year. So make sure and tune in this time next week. Do remember that you can go to our website and listen anytime to the archive of this show. Support for High Plains Outdoors comes from the Dallas Safari Club. Since 1972, the Dallas Safari Club has been the gathering point for hunters, conservationists, and wildlife enthusiasts. This year's convention is in Dallas and is held January the 3rd through the 6th. For more information, go online to biggame.org.